You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Jake Redmond, the founder of ModHop.com, a site that is dedicated to showing travelers exactly what their upgrades will get them. Jake, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's really great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you as well. Thanks for joining us. So, do you have any tips or tricks for business people to find the best upgrades?
Well, it depends on exactly what you're looking for. What we do at ModHop is we try to those upgrades, whether it be a seat or an airport lounge, and really tell them what's worth it. You know, a specific airline lounge at your local airport, is it worth it to pay $50 for? Is it worth it to pay the entire membership? And really what we do is we just go in, we get video and pictures of it so you can see for yourself before you go in it. So when people ask me if there's a specific upgrade, really, that's why we break them down, is so that you can, what you think is right for you. So there's no real one upgrade. And the airlines, you know, this is their bread and butter these days with the, breaking down each little service. You know, they call it nickel and diming, but it really gives you an opportunity to pick and choose which pieces of the puzzle you want to best suit your travel needs. So, you know, it really depends. That's the long answer, long way of saying that it really depends on you.
Exactly. Now, for a small business person, is it worth more for them to use their miles for an upgraded seat or for a flight?
That depends too. If you're talking about domestic travel, not usually. You know, in the points and miles space, I'm a little shaky on that. I work with Boarding Area, and those guys really know what they're talking about that. But what I understand about the value of the upgrades, if you're flying within the U.S., you know, domestic flights, you're probably better off not using them for upgrades if you're paying outright with miles, just because you can use them for, you know, if you save up more of them, you can usually find better deals on international travel. If you're flying overseas to Europe, to Asia, those are the real money upgrades. So those are the ones to really shoot for if you're going to go for a seat. You know, and then if you can use them for other things, you know, you can use them for, you know, lounge memberships in the U.S., but really the real value is in international travel.
Which upgrades and airlines are the best for business people?
For the upgrades for business people, I think probably when you're talking about upgrades, paying for upgrades, the you know, those last minute first class upgrades domestically, I think can be a really good deal. Depending on how much you're paying for them, I know that airlines, it's a lesser known one, but I get really good upgrade deals with them all the time, is Sun Country, because I fly between New York and Minneapolis quite a bit, and they have it's usually about $125 upgrade, but compared to what you would pay for it outright, it's a really good deal. So, you know, you look for those at the kiosk or 24 hours before you fly. Sometimes they're offered, you know, on the website of your airline a week out. So, and then you go to places like ModHop or SeatGuru or some of the other sites that rate the different seats on an airline, and you get an idea of whether that upgrade is worth it for you.
Today we're joined by Jake Redmond, the founder of ModHop.com, a site that is dedicated to showing travelers exactly what their upgrades will get them, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jake, what do you think of JetBlue's new Mint?
You know, I just flew it a few weeks ago. It was maybe the third or fourth day of service, and it's amazing. It's pretty amazing, I think. You know, for domestic travel, even for transcon, it's probably, I'd say it's one of the best, if not one of the best. I'd say it's the best, if not one of them. So, but I really think that they're doing something right at JetBlue. I think their introduction of the Mint cabin is really going to give the other airlines a run for their money on transcon travel between New York and San Francisco and California, the two majors in California, because they've introduced something that you can't find on other airlines, and you've got because you've got the little mini suite, and you've got a really a different kind of first class, something that really hasn't been done like this in the U.S. You know, they're bringing their own unique flavor to the Transcon market, and I really think they did it right. The option of these really big international style flatbed seats is a real real advantage to JetBlue, and the prices that they're charging for these seats right now is really giving the other airlines a tough time.
And lastly, what travel tips and tricks could you share with the road warriors that are listening in today?
Really, I mean, when it comes down to it, there aren't any specific tips and tricks to get upgrades, you know, and people look for them all the time, but really they're the ones that, you pay for at the last minute are probably going to be the best value. You know, a lot of people will tell you to dress nice at the airport, and you can try that, but, you know, I don't like to get people's hopes up that, you know, if they sweet talk a gate agent that they're going to get into first class. It rarely works. A lot of people will argue that it's worth trying, but it's a lot of effort for a lot of disappointment, in my opinion.
Well, certainly I appreciate your joining us. How about telling our listeners a little bit of what they could expect by visiting modhop.com?
Well, ModHop is something I designed to give people a closer look at what their upgrade dollar is going to get them, like we talked about. We've got video reviews on just about, you know, a lot of different airline cabins, whether it be United, Delta, all the way across the globe to like smaller airlines in Asia like Air Asia, Tiger Air. We cover a lot of bases here, and these are all from everything from premium economy seats to first class seats. We really try to cover a lot of the bases there and at least give you a good feel for what you're getting when you upgrade. But the video content is really something that we take a lot of time doing, so it's something that is worth checking out before you take a trip.
Well, Jake, thanks for joining us today, and certainly wish you all the best, and look forward to getting the word out about modhop.com.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We've been speaking with Jake Redmond, the founder of modhop.com, a site that is dedicated to showing travelers exactly what their upgrades will get them. And once again, the website of reference is modhop.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.